There's a holdup in the Bronx.
Brooklyn's broken out in fights.
There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights.
There's a scout troop short a child.
Cruise ships do an idle wild.
Car 54, where are you?
Tonight's program brought to you by Thrill, Procter & Gamble's new dishwashing liquid. And by Prel Concentrate, the shampoo in the handy unbreakable tube.
Commissar Malyanov, I understand this is your and the General's first visit to the United States.
Da. We have come here with an open mind.
An open mind?
Da. We have come here to see with our own eyes the starvation, the exploitation of the working class by a rotten capitalistic system.
But, Commissar...
You are a decaying imperialistic society. My country is the future. We will annihilate you, we will smash you, we will destroy you, we will demolish you, we will tear you up into little pieces and stamp on you!
Commissar, what is the purpose of your visit?
Peace. And that is why I say our way is the future. But I am not here to waste my words on the deaf ears of the corrupt capitalistic powers. I'm here to appeal to the neutral nations. Poland, Cuba, Romania, and China. It is to you, the free and liberated nations, that I speak. You may applaud now. As for you, warmongering, imperialistic, capitalistic nations, I say again, stay out of Berlin. Stay out of Europe. Stay out of Asia. Stay out of the world.
To continue. My reception was overwhelming. Even though I only got here this morning, if I may say so myself, I completely charmed them. As per instructions from the Kremlin, I have kept my eyes open. And we are not the only ones having trouble with our farm production. On the way from the airport, I was driven through their principal agricultural area, Central Park. And I can safely report that they are at least 5 years behind us in wheat and 7 in corn.
Da, Chief of Protocol Domsky. Just a moment. It is the State Department. They arranged a sightseeing tour for you.
Not interested.
But, comrade, you said you wanted to see...
Not interested! They'll only show me the things they want me to see, just as we only show them the things we want them to see.
Comrade Malyanov is not interested.
I want to see the true United States of America that they are hiding from me. The starvation, the exploitation of the working class, the decaying capitalist system on its last legs.
Da.
I want to see those starving mine workers.
Comrade.
Ground down by poverty.
Comrade.
What is it?
The mine workers just signed a new contract. They are getting a minimum without overtime of $110 a week.
What is that in rubles?
450.
450 rubles a week? Forget the mine workers. I want to see the downtrodden steel workers sweating away in front of an open blast furnace.
The steel workers just got a new contract too.
How much do they get? So much? Just for sweating a little? I came here to see poverty. I came here to see the working class oppressed by their capitalistic bosses. Find me the most underpaid, the most downtrodden, the most exploited workers in the country.
I have it right here.
Who are they?
The New York City Police Department.
These are the people I want to talk to. These are the people I want to live with. Here with my own eyes, I will see the true oppressed working class of America. Some way to spend your day off.
They needed every man to guard him.
It's
Just when I got my brother-in-law's box seats for the ball game at Yankee Stadium, here I am doing nothing.
Gunther, we're guarding a very important Russian official.
Important, huh? I got my own opinion of him. You know what?
What?
I think he's a communist.
Comrade Bolyanov wants to see you.
Us?
Well, come in, come in.
Is there something that you wanted?
Comrades of the working class, welcome.
Thank you. Is there anything else you wanted?
I am here to help you break the chains of your capitalist oppressors.
Really?
You will be the spark that will ignite the march toward a new tomorrow.
How about that, Francis? And I thought he was a communist.
Excuse me, sir, but our duty is to guard your door.
As a special diplomatic guest of the United Nations, your duty is to do whatever I want you to do. Are those not your orders?
Yes, sir.
Well, actually, sir, this is our day off.
What would you do on your day off, comrade?
Well, I was going to the ball game, and after the ball game, I was going to my brother-in-law Julius's factory to pick up a faucet. I get it half price.
Gunther, nobody's interested.
Wait! I'm very interested. Your brother-in-law has a factory?
Well, he manufactures plumbing supplies.
An exploiter of the working class. A bloated capitalistic pig.
Hey, Francis, he knows Julius.
No, I don't know him, but I want to know him. To finally face-to-face meet a capitalist.
Oh, I don't blame him. He can give you half price on anything that you need for the bathroom.
But look, really, we can't take you around.
You are not going with us.
I'm not?
You are going to be with the general.
The general?
General Raskolnikov, who is traveling with me. The general also wants to see America in its true light.
Yeah, but I...
It's all settled. I'll be right back, comrade.
Hey, hurry up. The ball game is on in about 20 minutes. Nice guy.
Gunther, watch yourself with him.
What do you mean?
He'll try to brainwash you.
Brainwash me?
Yeah, and with you, it'll just take a light rinse.
Ready, comrade. Let's go. I have so much to talk to you about.
Remember what I told you, Gunther.
Don't worry, he won't brainwash me. Coming, comrade.
The general is getting ready.
Oh, but look, I don't know what to show a general.
The general is very interested in physical culture.
Oh, well, then I'll take the general up to the police academy. We'll go through the shower rooms and the steam room. I'll get someone to give the general a rubdown.
General Raskolnikov, hero of the Soviet Republic, wearer of the Red Star and the Order of Lenin. General Raskolnikov, this is,
Patrolman Muldoon, 53rd Precinct.
How do you do? You're an American policeman? You're a pussycat.
I just wasn't expecting it.
Officer Muldoon is going to show you New York. He will show you the police academy. He will show you the showers. He will take you into the steam room.
Not really.
Why not?
Well...
No better way to get acquainted than to sit and sweat together, huh?
No, wait a minute. You can't. There are going to be men in the showers and steam room.
So?
Well, you're a woman.
So?
So, well, I mean, in this country, men and women don't take showers and go into steam rooms together.
Stupid bourgeois middle-class morality. In Russia, man and woman are equal. What is
Excuse
good in...
Excuse me, General. As chief of protocol, I know these people. I suggest you just spend your time observing the decay of the capitalist system and stay out of the steam room.
Officer, you just take the general on a sightseeing tour.
You will show her around New York. Just take her to the various neighborhoods so she can see American life.
Yes, sir.
And remember, the Russian government holds you personally responsible. There should be no incidents.
No incidents? With her in that uniform?
What do you mean?
A Russian general walking through the Hungarian and Polish neighborhoods and you want no incidents? What am I going to tell him? She's a Girl Scout?
He is right. He must be unnoticed. What do you suggest?
Well, right here on Fifth Avenue, she can go into a store and buy a dress and then maybe take in a beauty parlor.
A beauty parlor? Never! I'm a Russian soldier. I'm not one of your pampered American women, pets of the ruling class.
Well, look, I was just suggesting...
Shut up! You think I'm not as pretty as your American women, huh? Now what do you think?
Really?
Speak up! That's an order. What do I look like?
All right, I'll tell you. You're a mess.
A mess? What does that mean, a mess?
Atasha, что я брудни? General, that is no way to win the oppressed workers to our revolution. Fortunately, Comrade Milyonov is working on the other one, and you know how the comrade can talk.
And then in the last scene, he turns out to be Betty Grable's uncle. You know, another picture I liked a bit. A night at the opera. And then there was the coconuts. And you asked me if I know Marx. I never miss one of Groucho's pictures.
Comrade Tootie, the Marx I'm talking about.
I know. Harpo, Chico, Zeppo, I like them too. But Groucho, he's my favorite. I never miss him on television.
Comrade Tootie, I'm talking about Karl Marx.
Does he have his own show?
Karl Marx, you must have heard of him.
Oh, a thin guy with a mustache. He works at a 21st precinct. Oh, I'll never forget him. He wears suspenders and a belt.
No, Karl Marx was a very great man.
Still is. Nobody could spot stolen cars quicker than good old Karl. I remember 146 Dan with wire wheels that was nabbed. Tootie.
Karl Marx. Oh, boy. You ever seen the Communist Manifesto?
Was that on a late show? You should have caught it last night. John Wayne's uncle was ambushed by the Indians. No, it wasn't his uncle. It was his brother. No, not his brother. It was his brother-in-law. Anyway, he swore vengeance. And nobody could swear vengeance like John Wayne. He swore vengeance in this picture better than he did in the Stagecoach. And if you saw Stagecoach, you know how John Wayne swore vengeance. Anyway, he swore vengeance.
And help me dress.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Muldoon, that's an order.
No.
Pussy cat.
But there was nothing the way he swore vengeance in that picture of the Alamo. Boy, he swore vengeance with a vengeance. And then there was the picture called The Lone Rider. He swore vengeance in that one, too. But he didn't mean it. He was just saying it. I could always tell when John Wayne means something. I could always tell it in his eyes. Now, there was another picture, Toothy.
All I asked was, do you know Karl Marx?
Did they ever call him Screwy Marx?
Karl Marx.
Oh, I got the wrong guy. This guy worked out of headquarters. Actually, his name was Marsh. Screwy Marsh.
Marx. Karl Marx.
Was this ein rookie on the mad teeth, Vivi?
Are you the one that brought that creature in here?
Well,
Well, get her out of here before she kills my manicurist.
Marx, Karl Marx. He wrote about the dilemma of the working people. He revolutionized social thinking.
Dilemmas. When it comes to dilemmas, give me Rock Hudson every time. Well, on the other hand, you take William Holden. And you know how I feel about William Holden. But when it comes to dilemmas, he ain't got it. Like in one picture, he was facing a dilemma. Should he become a great violinist or a stock car racer? No. He blows it just to play at Carnegie Hall.
I just bought you new clothes.
Sit down. This is how you torture your American women, huh? Broiling them under lamps, frying their hair, pushing their face in mud. This is how you tame them into weak, spineless, painted dolls?
Painted dolls?
Shut up! No wonder all your American women spend all their time drinking in bars and all become strip teasers.
Strip teasers? That's the most ridiculous.
Shut up! That's the truth. That's what Comrade Khrushchev say when he come back.
What does he know? He couldn't even get into Disneyland.
Comrade Khrushchev is a leader of men. You are a pussycat.
Excuse me.
How about that Mickey Mantle, his second home run? Hey,
It is a Wall Street scheme to drop the masses so they will stay cowed under the heels of oppression.
Gee, I knew you'd like it. Never mind. Hey, make it do. Here. Have one.
So these are the crumbs they throw to the working class. In Russia, we feed this to the pigs.
Oh, give it a taste. You can't enjoy a ball game without a hot dog.
Enjoy the game. What is it? What is it?
But look, Mr. Domsky, talk to her. She wants me to show her strip teasers, bars. That's not America.
Your duty is to take her wherever she wants to go. Just make sure she is back in time for the American Chief of Staff's reception tonight. 9 o'clock.
But... Nine o'clock tonight. I gotta be stuck all afternoon with that monster. Excuse me, ma'am, is that Russian dame almost ready?
What are you talking about?
The lady that I brought in. General Raskolnikov?
Look what they have done to me.
Yeah. They've made you beautiful.
Beautiful. Beauty is the calluses on a peasant woman's hands from driving a tractor. Beauty is the skin peeling off the plow woman's nose. Beauty is...
That's not bad.
No, sir. I mean, General.
So this is what American women look like. Very nice.
Pick up the ball.
I caught it! I caught it!
How about that?
Hooray for the Yankees! Hooray for...
Oh, boy. Come, let's go. I've seen enough of this method of Yankee imperialism against the enslaved proletariat.
Against the proletariat? They're playing the Boston Red Sox.
Come, take me to your brother-in-law. I want to see a capitalist.
But it's tie score.
Come, I should be ashamed of myself wasting my time watching a children's game while General Raskolnikov is busy studying military installations.
Have you ever been here before?
Only on raids.
So this is how American women dance. Very athletic. I must show this to my troops.
The capitalist octopus reaches out with his tentacles and squeezes the lifeblood of the working class, huh?
My brother-in-law, Julius? No, he's in the plumbing business.
I am very anxious to meet him.
Hello, Gunther.
Oh, hello, Julius. This is my friend, Mr. Jones.
Any friend of Gunther's is a friend of mine. I hear your faucet, Gunther. I hope it doesn't drip like the last one.
May I see that? It'll drip as long as you keep using a double washer in a single sequence.
You know the business?
I was in the metal trades before I got into the line, I mean now.
No kidding. Did you have a plant of your own?
Me a boss? Feeding like a parasite of the sweat of others? No. I was a worker.
So was I. I didn't know when I was well off. Business is lousy.
Of course it is with a product like this. Now, if you flange off the base end and machine the valve, you can get away with using a single brass washer and cut down the costs 20%.
How about that? Say, if you're not doing anything, I could use an inside man.
Me? An inside man?
Sure, you could run the production. I could go out on the road and sell.
What are you talking about?
We would be equal partners.
Partners? You want me for a partner? Me? A boss?
I'm desperate. I mean, look what happened last year. I barely broke even. Together, we could make a go of it.
Oh, not when you get cost like that. What is this $36,000?
Oh, that's labor.
We'll have to cut that in half.
We can't. The workers are unionized.
Unionized? Now, here is how we are going to do it. We'll move the factory down south. Start with cheap, non-union labor.
Forget it. The union will come down there.
We'll bring in strike breakers. We must crush them before they can get started.
Look, I don't want any trouble.
You go on the road. Just leave this to me. I know how to handle these working slobs. You must crush them. $8 for a 70-hour week is enough for anybody to live on.
You can't get a man to work for $8.
Who said man? Children. Child labor. That's the only answer. We will undersell them. We can open plants all over the country. We'll drive them all out of business. We will be big.
Now look,
you go on the road. We will have an organization with interlocking board of directors. We will squeeze out all competitors and take over. Once we got the monopoly, we got the public where we want them. We will set our own prices.
Now, wait a minute.
What are you doing here? Why aren't you on the road?
You can't have a monopoly. The government will step in.
How long is the government going in to interfere with private enterprise?
Yes, Miss Green, I'll be right out. I have a customer. He wants a repair job done.
We are building an empire, and you're talking to customers for repair jobs. I'll get rid of it. Officer, I have spent enough time with this capitalistic pig. I must go to the United Nations. The Americans are going to answer me.
What about the partnership?
Shut up, shut up.
Officer Muldoon, the reception has already started. Why isn't the general here?
But, Mr. Domsky, I've been trying to get her to the American Chief of Staff's reception for the last 2 hours.
Oh, I love American dancing.
Excuse me.
I love...
General, the American Chief of Staff is expecting you.
I love the American Chief of Staff. I will dance for him.
General Raskolnikov, hero of the Soviet Republic and wearer of the Red Star and Order of Lenin.
Was it we or you who have taken over country after country? Was it we or you?
Did you hear that? You must answer him. Colonel Milyonov.
What?
Don't you know what is happening?
Yes. Its base is loaded and Mickey Mantle is coming up to bat. And you call the Western powers imperialists, Mr. Molyanov?
Judy, you send me all the ball scores and you'll have your brother-in-law Julius write to me.
Don't worry, comrade. Say, what's the first name of that guy Marx that you want me to read about?
Oh, forget it. Stick to Groucho. Come, General.
I'm sorry, I couldn't really show you America, General.
You showed me enough. Timmy Prekrasny Kotishu.
What does that mean?
General, the plane is waiting.
Tonight's program brought to you by Gleam Toothpaste with the patented GL70 formula. And by Camay, Secret of Soft Skin.
There's a holdup in the Bronx, Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child, Khrushchev's doing Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?